How are you doing?
Everything's going great. Still growing, and all's good so far.
Is there anything you need to, number one, report? Number two, ask? Number three, get clarity on? Because I'm here for you.
Sure, yeah. You know, I would like to know, you know, I'm big into rituals. I'd like to know, you know, you're ultra successful. What would you say is are some of your rituals that you have noticed over the course of your lifetime that you feel have created the greatest amount of success?
Okay, and I'll tell you something very interesting. Do you know who Dave Asprey is?
Sounds very, very familiar.
He owns and runs Bulletproof Coffee. You know what that is?
Yes. Very familiar.
Okay, so Dave is a friend, and I also mentor him. And also, he and I are going to be launching a business podcast in about, I don't know, a number of weeks called Entrepreneur Disrupted. And he and I were on the phone a week ago from Australia. This is not an ADD moment, by the way. And we were discussing the new, and Dave has about 30 million people listening to his health podcast. And it's not just health, it's peak performance. And he said the same thing. He wanted to interview me about my attributes. Now, let me start by answering you to the negative, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I am not as disciplined as I should be. I have the memory of a gnat. And I have to always try to remember who in the world I talked to, what I said, and what I promised. But I think if I were to isolate the positives that have denominated my success, the first would be that I have benefited from outrageous people who have influenced me. And I can't even list them all. And it's been a byproduct partially of my work because I had so darn many experts that I helped, and I had to first of all understand their methodology or technology or ideology or philosophy. Then I've had, when I was young, all kinds of people who found me non-threatening and fascinating. I think the second is my hopeless curiosity that I really love to learn about literally everything from everybody, and that I don't discriminate, and I mean it both ways. I like important, prominent people, but they don't intimidate or truly impress me. A janitor, a housekeeper is just as interesting to me, but I try to learn everything I can about everything I can, and I try to evaluate what I'll call mental vantage points, how everyone else I'm talking to is seeing life, how they're defining things, the pictures that are being projected based on their experiences. I think that I discovered accidentally and experimentally, not formally, Socratic interviewing, and it has helped me three ways. One, it has given me great discovery. Two, it has a tendency to make people feel important because you're talking about them. Three, it shows comprehensive understanding because the kind of questions you ask demonstrate that you really grasp what they're doing. I think I have taken to heart the tenets of preeminence in terms of I tell people what's in their best interest. I invest in almost everybody before I ask them to invest in us, me. I try very ardently to help everybody, even those, and particularly those that can't directly benefit me. I think that another thing, because today I was on the phone with Harvey McKay, and Harvey McKay had a $75,000 a person mastermind that he disbanded. And I was thinking in the middle of the night, that's dumb. Let me try to buy it from him. And I think I'm not afraid to do what other people would think are ballsy, and mm-hmm. I'm not terribly disappointed when I'm rejected. I'm also not terribly often permanently rejected. I think my tenacity, I'm just giving you my tenacity and resiliency has been baptized under fire, because when I was younger, I had so many setbacks and nobody cared. And at first I was depressed and cried, and then I realized nobody cared, but they also don't care if you bounce back and just kill it. I think I have a genuine love for humanity, and it's not fake. I think I'm grateful I'm alive. I think I try very sincerely most of the time to make other people better off when I'm in their lives. And I think that I get great joy out of being around people that I can make not just successful, but even more successful than me. I don't know if that's a good lit. And, you know, I'm blessed because I get to do a lot of fun things. I just came back from Australia. I'm going to Japan. And I'm getting, frankly, a little bit less energized for doing that. But mm-hmm. I'm privileged to get to ask questions, answer questions, learn things, interact with, you know, wonderful people. I was invited tonight, but I couldn't go to the book signing for, he's not a partner, but he's not a client. He's a collaborative business associate. And he runs a $15 billion hedge fund, and he runs the most prestigious hedge fund conference in the world. And we're doing things together. And my 25-year-old son got to go in my place and represent me, and it's joyous. It's very joyous. I pinch myself with incredulity at the fortune, and not the fortune financial, but the good fortune I've been able to really achieve in my life with no education. And I think gratitude, humility, humanity, passion, purpose, sense of possibility. I would have difficulty really isolating one thing, but does that help you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That was great.
Okay. Thank you. How are you doing, though?
Everything is going very, very well. We're just we're moving forward with everything that we discussed on the last call, and
me again, only because I don't remember, and
sure.
Please, my apologies. What did I tell you to do last time?
Well, from the 24X, we talked a lot about sales and marketing, and our main part of our business was just strict marketing, and it was direct response marketing. And
right.
I think what I got from that group and from you was, the other end is, sales, and it's not internal sales, but we needed someone external sales that was knocking on doors of every one of the doctors, dentists, repair shops, every single business in our community. So we went out, we bought a vehicle, it's wrapped,
okay.
a salesperson. So we went out and did all that. We've got that all in the works so that we're literally, pushing forward, and, the next person that we hire, is going to be in that same position so that we just continue to expand. So that was one of the big things that we started to implement right off the get-go. And it's starting to work out great. My mind's expanded. I see us doing that for another business. You sparked my interest for another business doing it with hearing aids, believe it or not. And I asked you some questions regarding that the last time. So
I do remember.
Yeah. So, bringing in hearing aids to all the physicians' office throughout the country, I believe that's a scalable model, and hopefully, to be acquired by one of those hearing aid companies.
Yeah, that's great.
In the future.
Now,
where
are you? I can't remember. Where are you geographically?
We're in Florida.
Okay. Would you like to ask me a second question? Only do one, but what the hell?
Yeah, actually. So I know you're a perpetual student. You're probably studying, not probably, but you are. You're studying, you're reading. Do you ever find yourself reading, you know, business books on venture capital, or do you just stay focused in one niche, which is, you know, sales and marketing? Do you just stick there, or do you try to venture out?
I don't even read much on sales and marketing. I should.
Okay.
But
okay.
I think I get educated better because the 30 or 40 clients that I work with are all doing sales and marketing. And I can see how they're doing it and what they're doing. I think that I try to get educated on everything else.
Okay.
Literally everything else. I was trying to think, and somebody asked me, and I'm tired because I've got one of those jet lag, not sleep for 24 hours. But I was getting my hair cut today, and he said, "What's new?" And I thought, "Well, I don't know what's new." And yet, Queensland, and I did a trade deal with the guy that runs all of News Corp for them for $200,000 for me to help all their clients. I'm doing something with a guy that has the number one reality show in Australia. I was invited, as I said, to this hedge fund biggies deal tonight, and I can't go. I just picked up a new client that's the number three wine company in China. I'm going to Japan for about 10 days, and the biggest newspaper chain is now my sponsoring partner. I'm going to New York, and I have I can't even remember all the cool things we're doing, and I just try to keep learning about all kinds of other things. However, if sales and marketing is a key. See, what I do a lot more of, I think I've got a little bit of a misperceived, I guess I would call it, stature in the market. I don't mean elevation. I mean more generic. I think of myself more as both a strategist and a masterful thinking partner than I do a pure marketing guy or a sales guy. I see myself being very good at marketing and sales, but I see myself being, frankly, enormously superior, pardon me, at strategy, at thinking through complex issues with people, at looking at situations from massive vantage points. I'm just telling you fun things. I help somebody just as a giggle with Bing, the search engine, because they're trying to do a revenue deal with D&B, and I gave them a bunch of ideas, and now D&B wants a council with me to figure something that we can do together. And I've had a lot of they don't always work out, but even the fact that you get in the game is pretty cool when you look at, you know, I came from a very humble background. I have no formal education. I'm always just trying to learn and trying to, I think when you add, and it's a trite statement, adding value is a very general statement. It means very little. It's a platitude. But when you are able to contribute in a way that can actually, let's see if I can say this correctly, help somebody take an action or alter, shift, add an activity that makes a difference, then two things happen. You've fulfilled part of your purpose, and there is, you don't have to be karmic or psychic, but there's a reciprocal sort of a dynamic that compounds, and if you don't abuse it, you get enormous compound, whatever you want to call it, support from people, the universe, I don't know. Does that help?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. It's phenomenal. Good talking to you.
My pleasure. You too, Jay.
Thank you.